Welcome to the deep dive. Ever get that feeling like those generational labels they throw around at work? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, millennials are lazy or boomers can't use tech. It's like, are those really insights or just like bad horoscopes?
It's funny you say that because today's deep dive, we're tackling that exact question.
Perfect timing then.
Absolutely.
So
we've got a whole bunch of research here that challenges this whole idea of, you know, generations being these like neatly categorized boxes at work.
Yeah, we've got Art Menius's newsletter
on
solopreneurship, and then that Harvard Business Review article about managing
all
the different age groups.
Age diversity.
Yeah. And then this like super in-depth academic paper.
Oh, yeah.
About all the myths surrounding these supposed generational differences.
So we're on a mission here.
Lay it on me.
To figure out if these stereotypes about generations, if they actually hold any water.
Or if they're just like causing problems, creating divisions and leading to bad management.
Yeah, just unnecessary conflict.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So let's start with Art Munoz.
Okay.
His newsletter argues that solopreneurship can be like a really empowering path for people in the middle of their careers.
It can be.
Especially if they're feeling kind of stifled, you know, by all these generational assumptions at work.
Right. Like they've hit a ceiling, maybe because of their age or how people see their generation. Uh-huh. And he's saying solopreneurship lets them be in charge.
Be their own boss.
Exactly. Like the captain of their own ship.
I like that.
Yeah.
And it's not just about escaping a bad job.
Yeah, right. Not at all.
Like Munoz really focuses on finding like a bigger purpose.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about solopreneurs building these businesses that really match their values.
Yes.
Their passions. You know, things you don't always get.
For sure.
In a big corporate job.
Definitely. And this actually connects really well with that Harvard Business Review piece on managing age diversity. They talk about how important it is to create a workplace where everyone feels valued, respected, no matter how old they are.
Because let's face it, if you feel like you're being put in a box because of your generation, it's not exactly inspiring you to do your best work, right?
Yeah, and that's where this academic paper comes in, the one we were talking about, generations and generational differences. It really breaks down a lot of those myths we've come to believe about generational differences.
So like what kind of myths?
Well, one that really stood out to me was this idea that generational theory was ever meant to be scientifically tested. Like, it's true. The researchers actually point out that the whole concept of generations was more like a thought experiment. By sociologists. Not this rigid structure for like predicting behavior.
So it's like saying, oh, you were born in the 90s, you must love avocado toast and never answer your phone.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it's just a huge oversimplification.
Right.
And the paper also points out another big flaw in this whole generational theory. The age ranges we use are all over the place.
Oh my gosh, yes. Like, am I a millennial or Gen X? Like, who even knows? The lines are always moving.
They are. And that lack of like a consistent measurement, it makes it so hard to actually study generations in a way that means anything.
Okay, but even if we could agree on those definitions,
this
paper says it's basically statistically impossible to separate generational impacts from everything else that shapes us, like our individual experiences, the historical events we've lived through,
all of it,
even just getting older.
Yeah, it's a mess.
So it's like trying to figure out if someone's personality is because of their zodiac sign or every other experience they've ever had. Good luck with that.
Exactly.
So if generations are so hard to pin down, like why do we keep talking about them?
Yeah.
As if they're these like giant unified groups.
That's where the social constructionist perspective comes in.
Okay, whoa, whoa, whoa. Before you get all academic on me, what does that even mean?
Okay, so think of it this way.
Okay.
We create these generational categories because they make us feel like things are orderly, predictable.
Okay.
We want to believe we can understand people just based on when they were born.
So it's like a shortcut for our brains, even if it's not very accurate.
Exactly. Right. And the danger is these stereotypes become self-fulfilling prophecies. You know, if you keep hearing that millennials are entitled or boomers are out of touch, you might start acting in ways that prove those beliefs true.
It's true.
Right.
So it's like a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
And that brings us back to Munoz and his idea of solopreneurship.
Okay.
if you feel stifled by generational stereotypes at work, maybe it's time to make your own environment.
Yes.
Where you're judged on your skills and how hard you work.
Your actual work.
Not your birth year.
Exactly.
And that Harvard Business Review article would totally agree.
Oh, absolutely.
They highlight how important it is to build a workplace where everyone feels valued, no matter their age.
Right. It's about creating this multi-generational ship.
Ooh, I like that.
Where everyone feels like they belong and can succeed.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Isn't it?
It really gets across this ideal of like working together towards a common goal, but recognizing that everyone brings something different to the table.
Right, different strengths.
Yeah, and when we ditch those strict generational labels, we open up so much more potential for collaboration, innovation,
they're,
you know?
They're huge.
So what does all this mean for someone listening who's maybe feeling a bit stuck in their career, wondering if they're like a victim of these generational myths? No breaks on this deep dive.
It's okay.
Let's keep going.
All right, let's do it.
What's the alternative to this generational box we've been talking about?
Well, this academic paper offers a really interesting alternative, the lifespan development perspective.
Okay, that sounds intriguing. Tell me more.
It's this idea that we're constantly evolving and growing, and that our development is shaped by a ton of different factors.
Like what?
Our genes, our experiences, the historical context we're living in,
right.
not just when we happen to be born. It basically challenges this idea that we're trapped in some kind of predetermined generational mold.
Okay.
And it emphasizes this idea of plasticity. So our brains and our behaviors can change and adapt throughout our lives.
So like you're saying, a 50-year-old could learn TikTok dances just as well as a teenager?
Well, maybe not all 50-year-olds, but you get the idea.
Right.
We're not fixed in our ways. We can grow and change at any age.
I mean, that's actually really helpful. But how does this lifespan development model explain the differences we do see between people of different ages at work? I mean, come on. Someone straight out of college is probably going to have different priorities and ways of working than someone who's been in the workforce for like decades.
That's where normative influences come into play.
Normative influences.
Yeah, these are the common experiences and milestones that tend to shape us at different points in our lives.
Okay.
Think about it. A 22-year-old is probably focused on building skills, exploring different career paths, maybe even figuring out what they want to do with their lives in general.
Yeah. At that age, I was more worried about making rent than climbing the corporate ladder.
Exactly. And those priorities, they naturally shift as we get older. Someone in their 50s might be more focused on mentoring others, sharing their expertise, or even thinking about their legacy.
So it's not that millennials are just naturally lazy or that boomers are all technologically challenged. It's more that they're in different phases of their careers and their lives, and those phases come with their own priorities and challenges.
Right. And this lifespan development perspective gives us a way to understand those differences without resorting to those harmful generational stereotypes.
This is really making me rethink my own career path. Like, if I'm not limited by these supposed generational traits, what steps can I take to shape my own destiny, so to speak?
That's a great question. And it brings us right back to Art Muñoz and what he says about solopreneurship. He argues that one way to break free from those limiting generational expectations is to create your own work environment where you're the one calling the shots.
It's like building that multi-generational ship where you're the captain, but this time you're not using those tired generational stereotypes to steer the course.
Exactly. You're building your crew based on individual skills, talent, and shared values.
This really aligns with what that Harvard Business Review piece was saying too, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Creating an age-conscious workplace where everyone feels valued regardless of their generation.
Exactly. They talk about moving away from those one-size-fits-all policies and practices. Instead, they suggest things like flexible work arrangements, mentorship programs that pair younger and older employees, and training programs that work for different learning styles.
So it's about recognizing that what motivates and engages a 25-year-old might be totally different from what works for a 60-year-old, and that's fine.
Absolutely. And it's not just about accommodating different needs. It's about actually using the diverse perspectives and experiences that come with a multi-generational team.
It's about creating a workplace where those differences are seen as strengths, not weaknesses.
Right. Because when you have people from different backgrounds and different stages of life working together, you get more ideas, more ways to solve problems, and ultimately a stronger and more adaptable team.
Okay, I'm convinced. But how do we actually challenge those deeply ingrained generational stereotypes that seem to pop up everywhere? It feels like we're constantly bombarded with articles and headlines about how millennials are ruining this or boomers are ruining that.
It's about consciously pushing back against those narratives. You know, the next time you hear someone making a sweeping generalization about a whole generation, right, don't be afraid to speak up and offer a different perspective.
So instead of just nodding along when someone says, oh, those millennials are always on their phones.
Right.
I should say something like, well, maybe they're just using technology to be more efficient.
Right.
Or to connect with clients in a way that makes sense for them.
Exactly. It's about shifting the conversation from judgment to curiosity, from stereotypes to really understanding each other as individuals.
This reminds me of something we discussed earlier, that whole idea of generations being a social construct.
Yeah.
Like, we've been trained to think about people in these rigid categories, but the research shows it's just not that straightforward.
Exactly. And the more we question those assumptions, the more we can break down those barriers and see each other as people, not just representatives of our generation.
I think that's a really powerful message for our listeners. But before we wrap things up, I want to go back to that idea of plasticity. If we really can change and adapt throughout our lives, what are some practical things we can do to make sure we're constantly growing and evolving, both personally and professionally?
That's a great question. And it leads us to one of the most important insights from this lifespan development perspective, the idea of lifelong learning.
Okay, so we're talking about more than just going to a conference here and there. What does lifelong learning actually look like?
It's about being curious and being willing to try new things.
Okay.
It's about seeking out new experiences, learning new skills, and constantly challenging yourself to grow.
So it could be anything from taking an online course to volunteering for a new project at work to learning a new language or even starting a side hustle.
Exactly. And it's not just about getting new information. It's about broadening your perspective, developing new ways of thinking, and staying relevant in a world that's constantly changing.
This ties in perfectly with what Art Munoz was saying about how solopreneurship offers a way to continuously grow and reinvent yourself.
Exactly.
You're always learning, adapting, and pushing yourself beyond your comfort zone.
And even if solopreneurship isn't your thing, the principles of lifelong learning apply to any career path. It's about taking charge of your own development and not letting your age or your perceived generational limitations define your potential.
So whether you're leading a team of 20 or building a business from your basement, the message is clear. Never stop learning, never stop growing, and never let those outdated generational stereotypes limit your possibilities.
And remember, you're not alone on this journey. Surround yourself with people who support your growth, who challenge you to think differently, and who help you see the world from new angles.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
We all need those mentors, colleagues, and friends who inspire us to be our best selves, no matter how old we are.
Absolutely. And when we create those supportive communities, we not only empower ourselves, but we also help break down those harmful generational divides and build a more inclusive and fulfilling world for everyone.
Wow, this whole conversation has really been eye-opening.
Yeah.
You know, I'm starting to see those generational labels in a whole new light.
It's so easy to fall into those traps, though,
it
especially
really
at work.
Yeah.
But when we shift our focus from generations to, like, individual growth, it opens up so many possibilities.
And speaking of possibilities, I want to go back to Art Munoz's newsletter for a sec.
Okay.
He talks about solopreneurship not just as a career path, but almost as a philosophy.
Right.
Like a way to take control of your own future and create something that really matters.
Absolutely. He uses this phrase, building a multi-generational ship.
Yeah, I love that.
It's not just about you as the solopreneur.
Right.
It's about creating a team, a network, a community that goes beyond those generational boundaries.
So it's like you're the captain, but you get to choose your crew based on shared values, a vision for what you want to achieve.
Right. Not just arbitrary labels.
Not because someone's a boomer or a millennial or whatever.
Exactly.
This really connects with everything we've been talking about today.
It does.
Challenging those assumptions about generations, embracing lifelong learning, and building workplaces where everyone feels valued and like they can really contribute.
And it's not just about warm, fuzzy feelings.
Right.
It actually leads to better results, too. You know, that Harvard Business Review article?
Yeah.
They make a really strong argument for the benefits of age diversity in business.
Oh, yeah.
They actually cite research showing that companies with teams from different generations are more innovative, more adaptable, and ultimately more successful.
That makes sense. When you have people with all sorts of different perspectives and experiences working together, you're going to come up with more creative solutions and avoid those groupthink traps.
Right.
That can happen when everyone thinks the same way.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like having a bigger toolbox you know?
You're better equipped to deal with whatever comes your way.
Okay, so this has given me a lot to think about.
Good.
Both for my own career and how I interact with people from different generations at work. What's like the one key takeaway you hope our listeners walk away with today?
I think the most important thing is don't let your generation or anyone else's define your potential.
I like that.
Embrace the idea of lifelong learning. Seek out those experiences that challenge and inspire you.
Okay.
And build your own multi-generational ship, whether that's within a company or on your own terms as a solopreneur.
That's a really powerful message. It reminds us that we have more control over our own paths than we sometimes think.
You do.
And it's never too late to start right.
Never.
No matter where you are in your career, there's always a chance to learn, grow, and reinvent yourself.
Always.
So to everyone listening out there, what's the one thing you're going to do differently after this deep dive? What's that one generational stereotype you're going to challenge?
Or that new skill you're going to learn?
Yeah. What step are you going to take?
What's the first step towards building your own multi-generational ship?
We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yes.
And remember this journey of lifelong learning and growth. It's better together.
It is.
So share this with a friend. Start a conversation.
Let's break down these barriers.
Yes. Let's create a world where generations are seen as a strength, not a dividing line.
That's a perfect note to end on, I think. So that wraps up this deep dive.
It does.
Thanks for joining us on this exploration of generations, stereotypes, and the power of lifelong learning.
It's been a pleasure.
And remember, the future is yours to create.
It really